From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today has put out 7 records. His newest is called Mind State Music, and he's here with a group he calls The Forkestra. It's Jonathan Scales. Hello, welcome.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to meet you. Thanks for coming by and playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
I have to say off the top, there are 3 of you. So is it a forkestra or a threekestra?
You know, that's a very interesting topic.
I'm sure you have been asked before.
But I will say one thing. It's never a threekestra, ever.
Right on. So we have a combination of not only you, but we've also got a drummer and a bassist. Who have you brought along to help you today?
So who I brought with me on this particular day is Mason Guidry on the drums and Elon JD on the bass.
And how long have they been playing music with you?
They've been playing music with me for about 2 years and some change.
Cool.
And this is the squad right here.
Right on. And in front of you are instruments that we have not had in our studio before.
Oh, really?
Steel pans.
Steel pan. That's right.
I have many questions to ask you about steel pans and how you came across them and decided to feature them as your primary instrument. Before we do, a little background for folks who are unfamiliar with you and your music. You are originally from where?
Well,
another good story?
Yeah, my dad was in the military. All military kids know when someone asks us that question, it's ridiculously complicated for no reason. You know, our parents, as military kids, move around every 3 years or so. But the simple answer is I'm from North Carolina.
Okay. How about the other guys?
Mason's from New Jersey, and Elon is from Long Island, but now he lives in North Carolina.
Gotcha. And you have referred to online as a home base for the band being Asheville, North Carolina.
Yes. I was based in Asheville for 13 years. I just moved to New York City like a couple months ago. But I don't know where we're based anymore, but I still say Asheville, kind of.
You're sort of based virtually.
In
the digital space.
Yeah.
Was it college that brought you to North Carolina, or were you already in North Carolina at the time?
I was already in North Carolina because of my dad was stationed on Fort Bragg.
And you went to Appalachian State?
I went to App State, yep.
To do what?
To study composition.
Okay.
Actually, so I went there as a composer and, you know, wanting to go on to do film score and things like that. And I ended up playing this instrument.
Yeah.
There, and also still studying composition and still trying to become a composer.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the instrument and try to make sense of the music that you guys make. Jonathan Scales and his forkestra are in the studio today. JohnScales.com is the place to go online for information. His newest record is called Mind State Music. What do you guys want to play first?
Well, let's play a tune called This Is the Last Hurrah.
And is there a story to it?
Yeah, there is actually. So there's a guy named Bela Fleck, the banjo player.
Yeah.
You might be familiar with him.
Yeah, we're bringing him in concert in February.
Yeah, well, so I was really obsessed with Bela Fleck, and I'd written so many songs for him to try to woo him over. And I was like, you know what? This is crazy, but I'm going to write one more song. So This Is the Last Hurrah was also written for Bela Fleck as a way to kind of entice him into what we're doing.
Right on. Yeah. Can't wait to hear it. This is Jonathan Scales and the Forkestra live in the JPR studio. Thank you. That is called This Is the Last Hurrah. Jonathan Scales and the Jonathan Scales Forchestra are my guests live in the studio today. John, JonScales.com is the web address. The newest record is called Mind State Music. He's here in the studio with bassist Elon JD and drummer Mason Guidry. Okay, questions. I have lots of them.
All right, shoot.
So first of all,
rapid fire.
Where do you place yourself in the overall music world? What kind of music do you feel like you guys are creating?
All right, I have two answers for that. The first answer is I don't think about it because it's not my place to think about it. Whatever you want to call it, it actually doesn't even matter what you call it because it is what it is. Yeah. But if it makes you feel better to call it a particular thing, then that's great for you.
How much of that was improv, by the way?
The song?
Yeah.
There were chunks of improv in there, but some of it's written out.
So it's sort of jazz-like in a sense.
It's jazz-like,
right?
Yeah.
There's a head, there's some chord changes, yeah.
So the second part of that is I would say that we're jazz, which would probably upset a lot of traditionalists, but the thing about jazz is it's for the times that you're in, and it's always evolving, and it's always taking on new forms and new kind of assuming identities of other things. So to me, I would say, you know, it's 2019 right now. You know, I feel like for right now, for who I am and for where I am, it's jazz for me.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we're jazz artists, but, you know, someone who might be stuck in the 50s or 60s, they might think anything after, you know, a certain point is no longer jazz, but it's kind of like a moving target.
Mm. I find it really interesting that you were so inspired by Bela Fleck. I mean, I'm hearkening back to a song, I think, called, what, Sex in a Pan.
Yep.
Right? Right? I remember that one from a long time, almost 20 years ago, something like that. But when you were in college and you were studying composition, was it not your primary instrument, saxophone?
Saxophone was my primary instrument.
It seems like for a guy who plays saxophone and steel pans to be inspired by a guy known as
banjo,
one of the best banjo players. Yeah. Seems an odd connection.
If you look at it that way, sure. But if you look at it as Bela Fleck as someone who's taking his instrument, you know, beyond what people expect that instrument to do, then it's like the perfect, you know, marriage, if you will, of ideas.
So where did the steel drums or steel pans, I guess it's somewhat interchangeable, right? But steel pans, where did those come from for you? How did you discover them, decide that you wanted to get yourself a set and learn how to play them?
So when I got to college, there's a steel band in Appalachian State.
Ah.
And my friends basically just said, hey, you should try out for this. I didn't want to do it. And then finally I did it. And here we are in Oregon, however many years later.
Well, you have definitely taken them in places that most folks are probably not used to. You know, usually sort of calypso music or island music of some sort. These things, are they still traditionally made out of
55-gallon barrels?
Yeah, they still are.
Yeah. Also, I would say also traditionally, I also feel like this instrument has always tried to push the boundaries. It's definitely been pigeonholed in, you know, the society as we know it here today.
Yeah.
For lack of a better way to explain that. But steel pans have always been trying to push the boundaries, even from the beginning when people have been playing classical music on the steel pan since a long time ago to kind of show that, hey, this is an instrument like any other instrument.
Yeah. I would love to hear another tune. Will you play something else?
Sure. Let's play a tune called Lurkin'.
All right. Does this one have a similar story to
Last Hurrah? You know what? It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet.
This one is also about Bela Fleck.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Right on.
So I used to kind of stalk Bela Fleck. I would show up really early to his shows. So if the show started at 8 p.m., I would be there at 8 a.m.
Okay.
You know, with my breakfast, you know, just waiting there. And whenever the buses roll up, I would always be there when they were there. So they got to know me after years and years and years of doing that. And to make a long story short, Bela Fleck would see me approaching the tour bus. As he was headed to the tour bus, I just wanted to talk to him and say, hey. And he'd point to me and say, Lurkin'. And then he would just go.
No kidding, is that a true story?
It's very true.
That's fantastic.
It's very true, very sad, heartbreaking tale of a young man wanting to connect with his hero. But yeah, that happened a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even like, Lurkin', oh man, just joking. Man, good to see you, Jonathan. Like he was going on the way. He would say, Lurkin', and then that would be the only word he said to me, just period.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, has your relationship with him matured to the point where you are now considered colleagues, or does he still think of you as the stalker?
You know, I'm not sure if he still thinks of me as a stalker or not, but I can say that the relationship has changed. So we actually performed we filmed it, an NPR Tiny Desk.
Ah, cool.
He played with us. That was, we did that in December.
That's got to just be dream come true.
It was a dream come true. Yeah. Also, I had the chance to perform that tune, Sex in the Pan, with the Flecktones a couple years ago. And also, he's on our album, Pillar.
Right on. Well, speaking of Bela Fleck, the remainder of the Flecktones, both Victor Wooten and Future Man, no doubt have to be some level of influence for the two hot cats that you have in the studio playing with you, Elon and Mason, because you guys are smoking. I can't wait to hear it. This is Lurkin, Jonathan Scales Forkester, live here at JPR. We'll be right back. That is called Lurkin. Jonathan Scales and the Jonathan Scales Forkestra are in the studio today. Elon JD on electric bass, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 string electric bass, and Mason Guidry at the drum set today. It's incredibly cool. Really cool stuff and intricate, and you guys are super tight. I'm stoked to hear it. Thanks for playing for us. So do you call yourself a steel panist, a steel drummer? What is the term?
You can say steel panist.
Musician, good enough?
Musician, I like that.
You have released a record called Mixtape Symphony, on which you have written a four-movement piece that includes steel drum, yeah? Steel pan.
Yeah. Mixtape Symphony.
Yeah.
I think it might be 5 movements.
Yeah. Now, is that a direction that you are drawn to? I mean, you mentioned wanting to do film scores. You have mentioned folks like Danny Elfman as being an influence to you. Those long form things, are they of more interest than individual tunes?
I wouldn't say they're of more interest, but, I went to school to study composition. So I was definitely influenced not only by film score and stuff coming into college already, but then getting into things like, Stravinsky and Bach and Mozart and then even like super modern guys like Schoenberg and Webern and Xenakis and crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I read in one interview that you gave a list of folks ranging anywhere from Danny Elfman, who I mentioned, Bela Fleck, to Björk, Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Miles Davis.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. Where do you see yourself? Like, where do you project being as a musician or as a composer? Like, where do you want your stuff to be?
That's a deep question. I wasn't ready for that. What I usually say when people ask me something like that is, like, I basically want to keep doing what I'm doing already and that I have been doing, just more of it, just growing on a bigger level. So I don't want to do anything different, per se. I still want to do the basic formula of releasing music, putting it out to fans who will like it, who will tell more people, and to tour, and those people come to our shows.
Mm. What about the shows? What kind of venue?
I mean, like, I think my dream is like just playing mostly just like theaters. Yeah.
Like Jonathan Scales Orchestra at Carnegie Hall.
Sure. Let's put that into universe.
We can hope, right? I would love to hear one more tune. You got something else planned for us?
Yeah, we have a tune called How to Rebuild Your Battleship.
This is Jonathan Scales, Jonathan Scales Forkestra, live here at JPR. That is called How to Rebuild Your Battleship. Jonathan Scales Forchestra are live in the studio today. The newest record is called Mind State Music. It's out on Ropadope Records. Bassist Elon JD here in the studio with him, drummer Mason Guidry. Guys, thanks again for coming by. This was awesome.
Thanks for having us.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.